Well, thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning. Certainly appreciate your time and joining us on this Saturday. Coming up later in the program, we'll talk Western Boone High School golf, so hope you can stick around for that. But right now, we're going to welcome in from Lebanon High School, Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray. And Coach Cosgray, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be back with you.
Well, it's good to have you back with us here. A chance to talk about the past week and high school baseball for the Lebanon Tigers. Tigers had a couple games against Tri-West and also took on Fountain Central this past week. So a couple conference outings and then, of course, stepping out of conference last night. Tigers able to get one win this week, able to defeat Fountain Central 14-3 last night. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The two games against Tri-West, the first matchup on the 25th, Tigers thought they'd won the game. I'll let you explain what the situation was in that contest because, unfortunately, it goes down as a loss.
Correct. Jacob Soussong got the start for us, pitched very well, pitched into the sixth inning. We were trailing 6-3. Caleb Linton had hit a solo home run earlier in the game, which was positive for us. And when we decided that we were going to take Soussong out of the game, we chose to bring Kamen Huntsman into pitch, and we were unaware that he had actually thrown 87 pitches in his start on Saturday at Crawfordsville. I had gone back and calculated and thought that he had thrown 77 pitches, but actually he had thrown 87 pitches, and it was brought to our attention after the game. And so he was over his pitch count. The pitch count goes, if you go up to 35 pitches or less, you can pitch the very next day. 60 or less, then you have to have a day's rest, up 60 to 80, 2 days rest. Anything over 80, you have to have 3 days rest. And so he had only actually had 2 days rest and needed to have 3 days rest. And so that's my mistake. And so we had to contact the IHSAA, and the commissioner got back with us, and we had to end up taking a forfeit for that game because we came back in dramatic fashion to what we thought was a win. We were down 6-3 in the seventh and got the bases loaded, and Caleb Linton came up and hit a grand slam home run to give us a 7-6 lead, and then we went out and held him in the bottom of the seventh. So we came home thinking that we had a great 7-6 victory, but due to my mistake, we had to have that one taken away from us. As I emphasized to the kids, obviously I apologize to them. I hate that we have to take that and turn it into a loss, but at the same time, we have to also understand what we actually did do in that game with Jacob pitching very well, came in and did a nice job. Our kids stuck in there and continued to beat, even though we were down 6-3. And for Linton to step up and hit that big grand slam, it was just really an exciting game. So so I hope that our kids can, you know, process this in a mature and appropriate way. And to this point, they have really seemed to, and I think moving forward, they have done an outstanding job of handling the situation in as positive manner as possible.
Did they know this information going into the second game with Tri-West? About
that evening we were made aware of it, and then we immediately self-reported to the IHSAA that we had made a mistake, but we did not get an official ruling on it until Friday. So when we played on Wednesday, we were still playing as if we had won the game. There was a possibility that I could have been suspended the game, and even the player that was put in illegally could have been suspended. But the IHSA came back and ruled that with the fact that we self-reported it, we have had no other violations in my time here at Lebanon, that they were not going to suspend me or suspend the player. And I'm definitely thankful that they weren't going to suspend Kamen, because he's a phenomenal kid and he did absolutely nothing wrong in this situation. It totally falls on me, but neither one of us were suspended. The only thing that came out of it was the forfeit.
again, we're talking here with Coach Cosgrove in this segment of the Coach's Corner. So Caleb Linton's grand slam, does that just go away, or does that still stay in the record?
Scott, it's a great question. I've never had this come up before. I know that in Max Preps, the score now reads 6-3 instead of 7-6 in favor of us. So that's something that I need to check into. I just have not had the time to look into that.
Again, we're visiting here with Coach Cosgrove in this segment of the Coach's Corner. So you come off the game on Tuesday. You're going to see Tri-West again on Wednesday, and they come to your place. A very competitive ball game. Couple good pitching performances. Isaac Pearson got the start for Tri-West. Corbin Wells for Lebanon got the start for the Tigers. Eventually, Tri-West was able to win the game 3-0. And tell you what, it was a well-pitched game by both teams.
It was. Corbin, for us, went out and was able to command all of his pitches. He's gotten to be a three-pitch pitcher. He was able to command his fastball. He was able to work in his curveball as well as his changeup. And 0-0 until the fifth. And then they were able to scratch across a couple runs. They got one on a safety squeeze bunt, and then they got one on a stealing home, and then added an additional insurance run on top of that. Credit to their pitcher. He did an outstanding job. He was able to throw a fastball and curveball, both for strikes. He kept our batters off balance at the end of the game. We took well over 5 minutes and let the kids talk out loud about what they saw and why they thought that they were not able to be successful, because Tri-West is now in our sectional, so there's a good chance that we could see them as a team and then obviously very possibly see that pitcher again. So we have to be able to process what we need to do better so we can prepare differently the next time if we get another shot at them, and hopefully if we do get another chance, we can figure out a way to have more success.
Again, talking with Coach Cosgrove here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, breaking down the Tigers game with Tri-West back on Wednesday. Your kids defensively played a pretty good game, just a couple miscues here and there. For the most part, it was a clean game.
Yeah.
I think you ended up with one. I had you for one error.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was one error that we had. That was a big improvement. That's been one of our biggest deficiencies this year is making the routine play consistently. I think that our pitching throughout the year has been good enough to give us a chance to win games. I think offensively, we're hitting over 300 as a team. So even though we did get shut out on Wednesday, I think that our offense has been doing a pretty good job overall. But like I say, defensively is the area that we've really had to hone in on, and so I think that we are starting to show some improvement in that area. We're moving some guys around to different positions, trying out some different things, and that's what the regular season's about. As I told our kids, I've been doing this for 24 years, and there's been years that, you put a lineup out there and with a couple different combinations, and it just works, and you just kind of stay with it, and then there's other years that you got to continue to try and experiment, and this has been one of those years. So I think we're starting to make some headway and start to figure some things out. Eventually, hopefully, we can put the pitching, the defense, the hitting, the base running, all together at the right time and start playing our best baseball as we head to the second half of the season.
Again, visiting here with Coach Cosgrove, we talked Tigers baseball in this segment of the Coach's Corner. Tigers had one more game, and that was last night. Took a long trip to Fountain Central. Tigers able to get the win 14-3. Tell me about your outing last night.
Well, Tigers came out and had a great first inning. Obviously, we had the first crack at getting something done, and we scored 12 runs in the first inning. So Gavin Haynes led the game off with a nice single, and we moved Bryce Nelson into the two-hole, and he got a sacrifice bunt. And then Kamen Huntsman and Cannon Morton, who are both hitting over 400 for us, got a couple base hits there, and we just ended up going through the batting order all the way through, and then got halfway through the order again in the top of the first one, and able to score 12 runs. The rest of the lineup, Caleb Linton in the 5-hole, Corbin Wells in the 6, Jack Farrell DHing in the 7 for Wesley Bird, Joel Acton and Ethan Kaufman, all of them contributed in a positive way offensively. We were able to get everyone in the game. Jamil Phillippe was a substitute last night, but we got him in. Corbin Sloggett got to come in and play second base. Owen Bigler ended up catching the last inning, and Jacob Susong got into pitch run and then also finished the game in left field last night. So it was a night where we were able to use all of our roster, which was always great. And after we got the 12 runs, offense kind of cooled off over the last couple innings, and we weren't quite as aggressive the rest of the game as what we were in the first. So end up scoring 2 additional runs to get a 14-3 victory.
Who was on the mound for you last night?
Caleb Linton started, went 2 innings, and then Ethan Kaufman came in and finished the last 3 innings. Both of them did okay. They did not have their best command last night, walked a few too many batters and had too many 3-ball counts. But they hung in there, did what they needed to do. When Fountain Central did move the baseball, back to what you were talking about earlier defensively, you know, we made the routine plays last night. So it was a good way to finish the week after dealing with some difficult situations throughout.
Again, talking here with Coach Cosgray on this segment of the Coach's Corner. 14-3, as you mentioned, you get up early, 12-0 on Fountain Central. You started with, you said Caleb Linton started the game for you.
Correct.
And then you brought in
Ethan Kaufman.
Did you think about bringing anyone else in the pitch, or at that point there wasn't enough time to give anyone else a chance to throw?
You know, my goal was to hopefully get through the game with those two pitchers as a maximum. I mean, if Linton could have gone the whole way, we would have done that. But going into it, my mindset was to try to keep both of them at 60 pitches or less. And one of them was at 56 pitches, and the other one was 58. And so pitch count-wise, they ended up right around where I kind of had anticipated I wanted them to be.
All right. Again, talking here with Coach Cosgray on this segment of the Coach's Corner, looking at what's coming up, back to the Sagamore Conference. And we were talking before the show started that it's going to be a pretty competitive week for your kids.
Very competitive. I mean, we've played a tough schedule up to this point, but I would say this is probably the toughest week that we will have up to this point. North Montgomery is playing very well. They have very solid pitching. They have a lot of guys back. They've only been beaten once in conference play, so we play them on Tuesday over there, then come back home on Wednesday. So we'll have our work cut out in those two conference games. And then we play Central Catholic on Friday, and they're ranked number one in their class right now. And obviously they've had multiple state championships and just have a tremendous tradition of success. And then we go to Noblesville on Saturday. Their head coach, Justin Kiever, was a graduate from Twin Lakes. I actually coached him in high school, and we played them years back. And he's reached out to me the last few years, and we were able to finally fit them into our schedule. So we finished up with them on Saturday night over there at 7:00. So 4 very difficult games, but you know, we told our kids at the start of the year that our schedule is very challenging and we have to step up to those challenges. And I think for the most part that our kids have done that. And so hopefully we can come out and really start to play our best baseball, because we're going to have to be able to give ourselves an opportunity to be in these games to have a chance to win.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Tigers baseball, Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray. Rick, thanks as always for your time, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it very much.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to Weibo Golf. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.